Well, New South Wales is stepping up surveillance of its coastal areas after confirming its first case of the deadly H5N1 bird flu over the weekend. New South Wales is the third Australian state to detect the deadly strain. The state's chief vet, Dr. Joe Coombe, says the state has boosted boots on the ground as well as eyes in the air and at sea.
We have enhanced our surveillance efforts. Now, that includes the boots on the ground aspect, so we've got more National Parks officers and local land services staff deployed to actually look for signs of sick or dead birds. We've had drones up in the air from National Parks and our fisheries departments, and we've also got boats out looking at sort of some of those harder to reach places.
That's New South Wales Chief Vet Dr. Joe Coombe there. Well, Tara Moriarty is the New South Wales Agriculture Minister and joins me now. Minister, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning.
What's the latest on the situation this morning? How many suspected cases is New South Wales investigating at the moment?
So we've got the one confirmed bird that we sent off to the national lab to be tested, and unfortunately it has been confirmed as having H5N1, which is the deadliest, the worst strain, for the first time in New South Wales. But it is still just the one bird that we've found here in New South Wales. We're asking people to report in if you see a sick or a dead bird, and we're getting a lot of people doing the right thing and reporting birds in, but it's still the one bird in New South Wales that we've got at the moment.
And the message is have a look, take a photo of these birds if you can and report, but don't touch them.
Yes, so don't touch them. There's very low risk to humans, but there's a little risk there, so we don't want people to touch them. 1-800-675-888 is the phone number for people to call them in, take a photo, call in the hotline, and we'll have experts there ready to deal with it straight away. And so people are doing that. We do really appreciate that the public are getting involved in this. We've all got to keep an eye on our biosecurity. And we've also ramped up the government surveillance, so we've got people looking for sick birds. We're proactively checking to see if we've got any more, particularly in the area where this bird was found and in other high-risk areas around the state. We're actively looking for sick birds. And we do want the public to get involved if they do see them, but at least at the moment we've just got that one bird.
How much concern do you have for the poultry industry in New South Wales at this very early stage?
It hasn't spread to the poultry industry, but we're taking it very seriously. So we've been, it is a threat to the poultry industry, and we've been working with poultry farmers, egg farmers for the last couple of years, in fact, to make sure that they are as prepared as they can possibly be. And they're all working very closely with government. I really do want to thank the industry for being proactive about this. They've got good biosecurity rules in place on their farms, and they are as ready as they can possibly be. We're talking to them very regularly about this new threat. We're working very closely with the federal government, and over the weekend a decision was made by the national committee that's working on this to amend the rules slightly to allow for poultry farmers to move birds inside. They've still got to be mindful of animal welfare and all of the usual protections for chickens living safely in normal conditions, but we've just amended the rules for them to be moved inside in order to provide better protection if the threat does rise.
So you were talking about increased surveillance near the location where this bird was found, the one that's been confirmed with a bird flu. Are there other particular hotspots that you're concentrating on with the knowledge that we have about migratory birds which may be at risk?
Yeah, so most of the work that we're doing is around the mid-north coast where this bird was found, and we've got increased surveillance around the coast, but we've got fisheries officers with drones in the sky looking for birds that might be sick. There isn't any evidence of a mass bird kill event through this, and I've got detailed advice including weather patterns that it seems that this bird was pushed off course essentially. It's very unusual that they land in Australia. They usually just keep flying, and it's unusual that they've landed. Obviously, this one did because it was sick. So we're looking out for that kind of thing. They've come from other parts of the world. active surveillance for the last couple of days, and we haven't found any more. But, you know, the risk is high, so we'll keep this surveillance up. We've trained up over 500 people, be they from government employees or private vets, that are ready to do testing. So we can move very quickly if we do find any more birds. And again, we need the public to be involved as well. But there's no need to panic at this point. So it's just the one bird in New South Wales. The genetic testing on the disease has confirmed that it's the same as the strain that was found in WA, but there's no evidence that these birds interacted with each other.
On Radio National Breakfast, you're hearing from the Agriculture Minister for New South Wales, Tara Moriarty, after New South Wales has become the third state to detect the deadly H5N1 bird flu. And Minister, what are the species of birds that are likely to be the biggest risk of a secondary infection?
Well, this is a giant petrel that's unusual to have landed in Australia. So they usually just continue to fly. It's these wild birds that are the highest risk at the moment because of where they're coming from. And this is the first time this strain of bird flu has been found in Australia ever. We've been very lucky to be the only continent on Earth to not have had this strain before. But we've been prepared for it. It is a threat. It is a high risk. So the thing about wild birds and free-range chickens is the birds can fly over and it can cause infection for chicken farms. So this is something that we've been working on and preparing for here in New South Wales, but also working with other states and territories, working with the federal government. It is a concern. There's no question about that, but there is really no need to panic at the moment. We're as prepared as we can be.
There have been calls from across the political aisle for you to cancel your scheduled leave in order to deal with the crisis. Is this something you're considering?
The scheduled leave has been planned for some time. We've got this one bird at the moment. I'm really confident in the team that we've got in place to monitor for this and to look at what's happening with the birds. This is something that I'm taking really seriously. So I can assure people if it does escalate, if there is any other issues, I will be here and I will continue to work with the team, the experts that we've got in place, the industry that we've got here in New South Wales to deal with it. But again, while we're taking this really seriously, I don't want people to think that this is a crisis at the moment. We've got one bird that we found in New South Wales. We've got a lot of protections and provisions in place for if it does get worse. And if it does, I'll be here.
Minister, thank you.
Thank you.